Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, October 20, 2023. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla, at a press conference in Havana, strongly condemned the indiscriminate bombings against the population of Gaza, as well as the murders of civilians and innocent people due to the conflict in the Middle East. Rodriguez stated that nothing can justify such actions that constitute collective punishment, serious violations of international humanitarian law, and war crimes against humanity. He said that Cuba strongly condemns the murders of civilians and innocent people as a result of current escalation without differentiating their ethnicity, origin, nationality, or religious faith. The head of Cuban diplomacy pointed out that in the current situation, the United Nations Security Council has not even been able to call to stop the massacre, as the United States vetoed a proposal calling for a humanitarian pause in the confrontation to allow aid access to Gaza and guarantee the protection of civilians. Since the beginning of the clashes, the Cuban Foreign Ministry has called on the parties to urgently cease fire and search for a prompt, peaceful solution through negotiation to stop the hostilities. Cuban medicine added the implantation of myoelectric prostheses, a breakthrough that will contribute to improve the quality of life of amputee patients, to its scientific achievements. The dream came true thanks to the Havana-based Cuba, Germany Technical Teaching Orthopedics Laboratory, whose director, Luis Hernandez, said that they are doing for the first time alone, with their specialists and without German professionals, a complex and important exercise. The breakthrough took us to the level of the first world, since these prostheses are among the most modern that can exist. The source pointed out that Ottobock is the leading German brand in the world market of such prostheses and one of Cuba's major suppliers of orthotics, wheelchairs, and exoskeletons. Among the multiple tributes to filmmaker Jacques Perrin as part of the 24th edition of the French Film Festival in Cuba, The Girl with a Suitcase represents one of the most significant gifts the director will receive today. It is the film that gave him his first important role in cinema, a work by director Valerio Surlini, to whom, according to critics, we owe two of the most intense, desperate and captivating productions ever seen in Italian cinema, and one of them is The Girl with the Suitcase. The tributes to Perrin will continue until Sunday, October 22, with the screening that day of Cinema Paradiso, released in 1988 and winner of the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. The National Ballet of Cuba, under the direction of prima ballerina Vincent Valdez, will continue the celebration of the 75th anniversary of the institution with a cycle of five performances entitled Tribute to Alicia Alonso. As of this Friday, Cuban Culture Day, until Tuesday, October 24, at the National Theatre's Avellaneda Hall, the program will include famous stagings like the first act of Coppelia, the second act of Swan Lake, and the third act of Don Quixote. This is another of the many tributes that the National Ballet of Cuba devotes to prima ballerina assoluta Alicia Alonso, founder of the dance group in the middle of the Jubilee season. Also this weekend, on Sunday, October 22, the National Symphony Orchestra will pay tribute to the National Ballet of Cuba for the upcoming arrival of its 7.5 decades of relevant trajectory and worldwide recognition. The concert will feature representative productions of the ballet repertoire of renowned classical composers. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.